I'm Hannah Olariwaji, husband in London. I would definitely say I had a fun childhood growing up in the community that I did, very tight-knit Nigerian community before I moved to Milton Keynes. I had a fun childhood. It was always kind of going out, enjoying like our culture. I had a large group of like family friends who we would call our cousins, whether or not they're not blood related, but they're like, you know, family related. And it's just really good vibe to grow up around people that are of the diaspora as well. So you have similar experiences and, you know, it's just fun. It was fun growing up as a kid in South London. I am very Nigerian. I'm very Nigerian Yoruba in my work ethic, in the way I see the world. You know, as a young Nigerian child, we are very much filled with confidence. You are filled with, you can do anything you want in this world. And my parents were both entrepreneurs or are entrepreneurs. So from very young, I've had the attitude of anything I want, I can have. And that's very much likened to my Yoruba culture, 100%. So this was 2008. So when I was about 12, 13, them times, that's when I first came to Milton Keynes. Very much a culture shock from coming from a very noisy, busy part of London to a very quiet part of Milton Keynes, which is probably where we chose to live. We initially lived in Downs Barn. So very, very quiet, shops closed very early. There wasn't a lot of visible diversity as well when we first moved here. So it was very much a culture shock from coming from a predominantly black community, small, tight knit, always doing things together, to really being isolated and excluded, at least for the first couple of years when we were in Milton Keynes, until my parents, again, entrepreneurs, community leaders, started to really branch out to the other Nigerians that lived in MK to form what we now know as Nigerian community. But I genuinely enjoyed the peace. I enjoyed the quiet. I enjoyed just how everybody was more in like flow. It wasn't like hustle, hustle, like London is. Like, you're always kind of about, there's always people about as well. To come in here when it's just like you, and you can focus on you instead of focusing on trying to fit in with everybody else. And that's one thing I can definitely be grateful for Milton Keynes. I didn't feel the need to fit in. I was okay being myself. It's definitely kind of still what I would say is peaceful and quiet. And in comparison to like the other metro cities, right? Like London or Manny or Bristol. But it has its own aesthetic and it has its own flair. It has its own flow. And I think to come to Milton Keynes is to want to experience that kind of calm for city vibe. Of course, we became a city at the beginning of this year. We've done so much in terms of public art. We've done so much in terms of youth work as well. You know, we're literally doing so much tech and everything like that. So we are leaders and we are change makers in certain areas. And I definitely love that about Milton Keynes. TMR is short for the Music Room. It is a platform for live music, for art, and for cultural experiences. So in the past, we've done live music and countless of live music shows over the past 5 years. We've also done a couple of art exhibitions, and we've done some networking sessions as well as worked with other organizations and artists as well, doing different type of creative projects. So TMR Agency now is built off TMR, and is now growing to do a lot more creative projects and cultural projects across the UK. TMR has merged into a community now, as opposed to just being an entertainment platform. And I see it when I open the doors and I see people start stepping in, they start talking to one another, right? And they start introducing themselves as, this is what I do, what can you do, you know? And we encourage that at TMR by putting like boards up where you can write your tags in it. And me personally, I always be like, let me introduce you to someone. I've probably done that to you as well, because I believe in the fact that we can't do things on our own and we shouldn't do things on our own as well, especially for a city like Milton Keynes that is quite new, that we are still learning and creating our creative structures. It's important for us to do it in community rather than individual. My career in the music industry started from being a journalist, and I love talking to musicians and finding out, you know, what's inspired you to make your music, all of those kind of questions. But one thing that really got me about the music industry was live music, and I loved being sent to go and review a live show or go to a festival and review the festival. And then I started thinking, wow, I'm really traveling 2-3 hours to go and see these musicians. When am I going to be able to travel 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes? And then it just kind of sparked in my brain that I don't watch these type of musicians in Milton Keynes. So let me see what I can start doing about that. And that's really what sparked that thought. The main positive has probably been building the community and watching it grow and people come off with side projects because of it. You know, hearing someone say, I met this person or I did this project off the back of TMR is like music to my ears. So that's one positive thing. The relationships that I've built around Milton Keynes with the other creatives and the other art communities is like been priceless. fabulous. It's been so nice to watch myself kind of flourish in these spaces when I never thought, not to say I wouldn't have been accepted, but I just didn't see myself doing this, right? So yeah, that's been really, really good. And again, it's back to community, it's back to connection, building the relationship with the venues, learning a lot about, you know, the live performance side, even really trying to bring other people out from Milton Keynes to Milton Keynes has just been, everything's been positive. 5 years has been, so yeah. I mean, Milton Keynes in general can kind of have this worker bee mentality, whereas we have a lot of businesses here, we have a lot of workers here. So sometimes they can prioritize that over the creativity, but we are here and we are going to keep on pushing and making our voices known, because creativity is part of the culture, if not the culture of the community of Milton Keynes. So if we don't have a space, then, you know, you're only going to see black and white. We are the color that is needed in Milton Keynes. So I agree with that. And we're going to keep on pushing forward.